We're talking today to Leroy Butler, the former Green Bay Packer, a defensive back, a longtime standout on the Packer squad, and now a man who's done so much good here in Wisconsin. Leroy, good morning, and thanks for joining us today.
Good morning. It's kind of a real snowy morning. I'm up in Wapaka right now, but other than that, everything's fine.
First of all, a lot of folks would like to know, what's it like for you watching these guys get ready for the Super Bowl? You, of course, had a chance to play on a Super Bowl-winning team just a number of years ago yourself.
Well, I tell you what, it's very exciting considering the last time the Packers were in the Super Bowl was, you know, 14, 15 years ago, and the last time we won one was in 97. So this is very exciting to see those guys out there, and especially when no one gave them a chance at the beginning of the year, and after 14, 15 guys going on injured reserve, and to get on a roll after beating the Giants and then the Bears and then the, just go through the playoffs as being one of the hottest teams, and to get into the Super Bowl and be the Super Bowl favorite over the Pittsburgh Steelers, a team that has more Super Bowls than anybody, is pretty awesome.
Leroy, as you look at this team this year, are there any similarities to the championship team you played on?
Not really. Actually, I don't see any. The team they play now, they play a different defensive scheme than we played. The offense is a little different. The team of 2010, this year's team, is a lot younger. Our Super Bowl team is a lot older and more experienced and things of that nature. I will say this, there's a lot of similarity on defense when it comes to no one was able to score on our defense. And I think that's the reason why the Packers are here today. Because their defense, no one has been able to put up a good amount of points to make it a good game. So with that being said, it takes the pressure off of the offense. But we just want them to win at this point.
We're talking to Leroy Butler today. Leroy, as you get ready for your own enjoyment of the Super Bowl, how are you going to spend this coming Super Bowl weekend?
This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to Dallas, and I'm going to be there till Friday. And then I'm coming back on the weekend, and I'll be up at Chula Vista watching the game with some of my friends and family and with my Leroy Butler Foundation. Actually, they're selling tickets to that if people want to come over there and join us for that.
Now, Leroy, you touched a little bit on your foundation. For those who are listening today that maybe don't know about that, I've read and heard so many wonderful things about it. Share with our listeners, if you would, a little bit about the Leroy Butler Foundation.
Well, thank you very much for that. A lot of my foundation success goes from right to Lambeau Field, meeting a young lady and seeing a pink ribbon on her jersey and asking her about breast cancer. And I wanted to start a foundation to help women out directly. And we've also reached out to some of these other institutions because we're a little different than some of the other foundations. We raise the money. We give it directly to the women that need it. And, you know, it's been not a real good economy, so we haven't been able to do that as much as we'd like over the last couple of years. So we've reached out, and I think we're going to partner up with Aurora Healthcare, Cyanide up in Milwaukee, and we're going to help them raise money and try to help us distribute it in a larger fashion.
Now, Leroy, for those who'd like to help out with your foundation, they just jump on board with a passion for the same things that you have, how can they get involved and help?
Really appreciate you asking that again, because it's so hard, you know, raising money and doing things to help people. You can go to LeroyButler36.com, or you can go to LBF36.org and find out more information. And a lot of things, you can also give us a call at 715-258-2177 and ask for the voicemail at the foundation. And we're trying, you know, a lot of people send me emails at Leroy@LeroyButlerFord.com because we're looking for ways, if you have a way out there to raise some money or fundraising aspects, give us a call or email us and we'll be more than happy to help you. And the money that we raise, you know, stays in your area. So we're pretty excited about that.
We're talking to Leroy Butler today, former Green Bay Packer, and now a man who's very sought after, well-known broadcaster, a businessman, and a charitable man who's just done so much for the state of Wisconsin. Leroy, I was looking a little bit about the book that you've written, The Leroy Butler Story from Wheelchair to Lambeau Leap. It's a book that I wasn't familiar with. Tell us a little bit about that.
You know what? The cool thing about this book is not really a Packer book. It's a book about an African-American grows up in the inner city, single parent, to go on to invent the Lambeau Leap and to play for the most storied franchise, the Green Bay Packers, and win a championship. And it's a lot of good stories in there. I remember having club feet, being in a wheelchair, and not being able to do a lot of things other kids would do. But my mom kept me, who was my role model, and she kept me kind of on the straight and narrow. And it's just a really good story. It's a lot of laughter involved in it. It's kind of sad in some points, but for the most part, it tells all kids, any young man, young woman out there, if you want to become successful, it is a formula in that book on how do you become successful. It's a story in there about dealing with bullies and things of that nature, because I was disabled. A lot of kids would kind of bully me and how I handled that. So, and I do a lot of school tours as well. I do a lot of speaking engagements. And you can go to LeroyButler36.com and order the book, or you can go in there and send an email if you have a school out there that can purchase books for school for the kids as well.
God bless you with a great week. Enjoy the Super Bowl and look forward to talking with you again real soon.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining me today on the Eagles and Leadership Ministry website. You can check back often for Eagles and Leadership interviews with pastors, teachers, prominent business leaders, and people associated with Christian music, all from the Eagles and Leadership website. And you can also find the latest itinerary for Pastor Matt and his future speaking engagements. Thanks for stopping by the Eagles and Leadership website. I'm Mike Powers.